Proclamation number 7857 of 24th of March, 1961. Charity. Following Jesus. Truth. O take my way of life as an example for all of you and follow me. Live a life of love. Practice patience and gentleness towards your neighbor. Be peaceable and merciful and only ever strive to win your fellow human being's love. For then you will also encourage him to take you as an example and to live a life of love according to my will. Only love can help you to become blissfully happy, and therefore you must change your nature. You must overcome selfish love. You must merge into love for your neighbor. Your whole will and thinking must be born by love. You must not think of your neighbor in spitefulness. You must not harm him. You must not make yourselves judges over him. You must also patiently bear his weaknesses and only ever lovingly help him onto the right path so that he also recognizes himself and endeavors to change his nature. And my blessing will rest on all will and actions. You will now follow me in truth, who is full of love and always ready to help. Therefore, whatever you undertake must always be determined by love. You must always ask yourselves how I would act in your place, and your heart will always give you the answer that you only ever let love rule and don't give room to any ignoble thoughts in your heart. But you should also always remain in truth and not let your neighbor walk in error either. You should help him to recognize his error because it cannot result in blessing. Therefore, what you recognize as error you should lovingly present to your neighbor and leave it up to him whether he comes to me with it and asks me myself for right thinking, for clarification. I myself have promised you that I will not leave you in error if you seriously desire the truth, and I will also always fulfill my promises and give you light where it is still dark in you. But then also expect the answer in your heart when you ask me questions from your heart. Let yourselves be addressed by me myself and you will also hear a clear answer within yourselves. It is my will that you enter into a heartfelt bond with me yourselves, that you come to me yourselves, so that you hear my address within yourselves and then also prove yourselves how you relate to me. And I will always give you the opportunity to do so when you are moved by thoughts which you alone are not able to judge properly. And then you should come to me and ask me. And I will instruct you correctly so that you will feel clarity within yourselves and no longer question but act according to my will, because I put this will into your heart as an answer. And so you should all act yourselves who want to belong to me. You should also try to influence your neighbor if you want to be lovingly active towards him and protect him from error or wrongdoing. You only ever need the Father. And just as I worked on earth with love, only ever taught love and gave love, so your earthly path should only ever be determined by love, then you will truly be true followers of me, then you will work for the benefit of your fellow human beings, then you will truly be redeemingly active on earth. Amen.